It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dinosaurs. My kids can't get enough.
Yeah, me too. Ever since I saw King Kong kick their ass in the original. My son loves dinosaurs, too.
That's interesting.
What?
Some people would have you believe dinosaurs existed millions of years ago. It's just not true. God created the Earth 6,000 years ago. And I tell my kids, you have to remember, dinosaurs and human beings lived on the Earth at the same time.
What, like the Flintstones?
It's in the Bible.
But what about all that carbon dating stuff? A lot of scientists would disagree with you.
I think you'll find those people all have an agenda, Tony. Evolution, which is Satan's plan to deny God. Evolution and salvation are mutually exclusive.
Guy next door's a scientist. Think he'd disagree with you big time.
Then that man's not saved.
What's he saying? There were dinosaurs back with Adam and Eve?
I guess.
No way. T-Rex in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve will be running all the time, scared shitless. But the Bible says it was paradise.
So, Reverend, I'm worried about Viagra. I mean, the way I see it, I'm going to need plenty of that, considering my condition. And what if somebody decides that Viagra is wrong, that God don't like it?
Well, God loves procreation. No one's saying anything against Viagra. Birth control, and namely the morning after pill, is a sin because it strikes at life, at the unborn.
Yeah, but what if somebody goes after Viagra? I'm not talking about procreation.
Something like Viagra will never be an issue.
Excuse me, but at one time they were going after booze. And as a proprietor of a drinking and eating establishment, I take this stuff very seriously.
Strip club, I believe it is.
Oh, you've been to the Bing?
No.
He should rest. Thank you so much for coming, Pastor and Aaron. And thank you so much for your prayer.
Really, I really appreciate it.
Bye, guys. Praise God.
What are you, a wise ass?
What did I do?
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Fairbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
It's my handsome man.
What'd I do? What
a wise ass. What are you, wise ass?
What'd I do?
Hey, Calm.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is Wednesday,
yes.
June 18th. I don't write it down anymore. I have to look over at Buzz, tell me what date it is, even though it's on my watch.
You should write it down.
I got it on my watch. 2008. Here is our phone number. I know we're going to be getting calls because we have gas.
Oh, we have gas.
I mean, we have serious gas.
Pardon our gas.
Call us right now at 877-365-3636. You can AOL instant message Mr. Buzz at Mike O, WJFK, or send an email to O'Mara at WJ or WJFKFM.com. And go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's our website. You can see pictures of the Buzz Babes, mm-hmm. download our podcast, mm-hmm. give us instant feedback.
Right.
Vote on your favorite Buzz Babe uniform.
Enter to be a Buzz Babe.
And see all our wonderful photos like Robert's flesh-eating virus head. And get the
now.
Daily Buzz. Greetings, gentlemen. I have to my right Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Howdy.
Got over here Mr. Rob Spiewak.
You look good in purple.
Everybody's saying I look so good in purple.
That is the color nice of royalty.
Yes, I'm a Baltimore.
Royalty, not Royale.
I'm a Baltimore Raven. Hey, Rob.
Mike.
Turn up number four for a second, will you please?
Number four?
I told you we have gas right out of the chute. I'm going to do this right now. Caller number 100 right now. Would you like $100 in free gasoline?
Would ya?
You get a $100 gas gift card from True TV's Black Gold. Do you see the promos for this show?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. This looks like the ultimate actuality show.
Have you seen the one promo where the thing just whips around and knocks the guy over?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is truly amazing. Caller 100 right now. Get yourself $100, a gas gift card. That'll get you. You got about a 35, 40-minute commute both ways. That'll take care of your week for you.
Sure.
And Black Gold premieres tonight at 10 on True TV, and WJFK is happy to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to watch it. I am so glad for two things. I'm glad we've got this promotion to give away the gas cards all day. The junkies have been doing it. Big O and Dukes have been doing it.
Right.
We're doing it today, and starting right now, 5 $1,000 in free gas for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Wow. We will be checking in the next break and seeing how it's going out there. But from now till 5, be one of the first 250 folks at the 7-Eleven, 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville. Understand there are already, get there now, there are already 100 cars
at least
lined
check.
Up. And
yes.
They got the old helicopter that's out there covering
Turn
this.
Turn on Fox 5 this evening. See if you see us on there.
This is a big news story. So it's at 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville. That's right across from Commerce Bank. And you can get your free gas. The Buzz Babes are out there. Cakes is there from the Junkies. Mm-hmm. It's free gas from True TV's Black Gold and WJFK. And we're going to give a $100 gift card away in this break. Did I get enough gas out there for you?
It's plenty of gas, Mike.
My God, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's radio. It's red hot, baby. Red hot. Very psyched.
Does the helicopter need gas?
It might, Rob. They use a lot of fuel, those things.
I know.
But if they land and try to get gas, they can't have it. It's for our listeners.
Helicopter's not eligible.
It's for our listeners. That's who do it. Okay, you got it?
Got it.
Now, on the show today, I want to tell you in a couple of breaks, about an hour from now, we're going to have a very serious topic on the show. This is for any of you that have ever come across anyone who has had Lyme disease, mm-hmm. or you've had Lyme disease yourself, or you're worried about it, or you might be dealing with the medical system,
sure.
and you think you have it, but you're getting the runaround. This is filmmaker Andy Abrams-Wilson, and Andy's show is Under Our Skin. This mm-hmm. is about the hidden conspiracy, the hidden problem of Lyme disease. Lyme disease, a disease of epic proportions in this country, but all the things that go underreported and the fact that the medical community is at swords points over this.
There's a lot of unknown about Lyme disease.
A lot of stuff that is in this documentary.
Hard to spot, right?
I watched it last night. It blew me out of the water. It's amazing how much of this is going on. I had no. Did you have any clue? I heard. Here's what I knew about Lyme disease.
Okay.
You get bitten by a tick.
Right.
You get a little bullseye rash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get treated in a couple of weeks and you're set. But you got to make sure you get it because it might be able to make you sick.
Right.
That's all I knew about it.
You got to catch it as soon as possible.
That's what I heard.
But massive antibiotics.
There are people who can't get out of bed now, can't go to work anymore because they have Lyme disease. That's how serious and shocking this whole thing is.
I know that after watching this movie last night, Buzz. It's called Under Our Skin. 4 o'clock. We're going to take a chunk of time. I would really urge members of the medical community, if you want to tune into this, I'd like to get everybody's feedback on this. Because although I loved this documentary, I like what he's doing with this, you know, there are two sides to this story. In fact, the whole documentary is about the warring medical factions.
Mm-hmm,
and of course, when you throw the old insurance company into the mix, it's very scary.
And
so,
also, the ticks have their own point of
view. Hey, did we get 100 yet, guys? Please come in and tell me if we got 100, because then I'll take a call right now, and then we can move on with the broadcast, and I can talk to my compatriots here. I'm pumped today.
Oh, I can tell.
This is old-timey radio promotion, mm-hmm. and you know what? This is a great thing that CK and the guys at the radio station and the folks at True TV put together. I'm very, very excited to be a part of this
because it's
timely. Are we set to go here? Let's do that. Did you get the winner already? All right, let's congratulate Paul Cassio of Woodbridge. What if he's related to the computer family?
He makes watches.
The keyboard people.
Looks like it might be Casquia instead of Cassio.
He's a good boy.
Paul Cassio of Woodbridge.
Paul C.
He is the big winner. He gets a $100 gift card from WJFK and also True TV's Black Gold.
Black Gold.
Where's your gold? I like the music you're playing for this,
classical
too.
Classical gas.
So, did I get that out of the way? Are we all set?
I think you've done a fine job.
All right, well, clear out all those people that are calling for the $100 because it's gone.
Gone. But there's more to come. More
they can get over to the place over there, the 7-Eleven over at 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville. And you have to be the first 250 cars.
Is that the deal?
And they're about halfway there already. And that's with even the show not even starting
yet.
Yeah,
we just got here.
So get over there and get your free gas. The Buzz Babes are out there. Do you know which ones are out there today?
As a matter of fact, Megan and Allie are there today.
God, I love this. This is fun. And yes, Joe Artinger.
Honorary Buzz Babes.
I can't believe how fast the phones just keep reloading.
Oh, sure.
Please stop calling.
Guys, we are done. Excuse me. We have our winner.
Gave away the
Paul
card.
Cascia is our winner. We'll take your phone calls. We'll talk to you, especially if you're heading out to Rockville today. But as far as the money for gas, all gone.
Here's
sorry
a question
about
the psyche of the listener.
Yes, go right ahead, Rob Spiewak.
We give away $100 many, many times throughout the broadcast year. And the reception is good, but it's right. not mind-blowing.
Sure. Right.
We give away $100 worth of gas, and the phones melt down.
Well,
sure. Why
the
is
phones
that?
Are absolutely melt. Joe is going through these because they're still calling for the $100 gas card. And because I'd get excited about that.
If
a radio station is giving away $100 cash, I'm not going to get jacked up about it. If a radio station is giving away $100 cash for gas or a gas card,
right.
somehow I get psyched. Are you not more aware now than you ever have been in your life about filling up your tank?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I've never processed it more. I go into a gas station. I dread it. Who doesn't dread it?
You know what I'm doing? I'm going through the hassle of buying gas at the Price Club.
Yes. I mean,
because it saves me, what, 40 cents?
Because anything you can do, and right. that's why, you know, we suggested this for this show, and CK had already started noodling
right.
it through, and then he got together with the show. The second thing that's good about this is I really don't hesitate to endorse this program just based, you know, like you'd see a movie trailer.
Right. Sure.
This show, Black Gold, looks like it might be better than any of the actuality shows.
Better
like,
than Deadliest Catch?
Deadliest Catch is awesome. Mm-hmm. But did you see the crap that equipment does to these guys?
Yes.
When the chain snaps and like the, you know, they get knocked off a derrick and crap
survive,
like that.
They're tough.
It's really amazing. Yeah. So I'll be looking at that today because I think these are real tough guys.
I'm not even tough enough to be called Derek.
That's
enough.
The Derek that the thing is on, man.
I know what you're saying, man.
And isn't most of it out? It's out at sea, right? Most of the drilling that goes on, it's not even on land
and
anymore.
There could be more soon from what I hear.
I went down to, it was one of our ill-fated trips down to New Orleans, Louisiana. And I remember this guy, he was known as a roughneck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys that work out at the oil
sure.
rigs.
A lot of guys in New Orleans.
He's
do
a
this.
Tiny guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, little,
really?
But he was wiry.
Had to be strong.
He was a strong
built
little
like
guy.
A rock.
And he was a native New Orleans guy. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me about, I'll never forget, he said, listen, I got to tell you, don't go. You don't go to the touristy places. Yeah. You know, you could go to the touristy places. You want to go to the best places. They're just up the street. Uh-huh. You walk in off the street in New Orleans. Anywhere you go in there. You want, and I remember we're on a golf course playing golf. Mm-hmm. And the guy looks at me and goes, you want the best stuffed duck? Mm-hmm. You want a great stuffed duck?
I do.
I got the restaurant for you to go for a stuffed duck.
That's wonderful.
It is the best. And it was, he was just a cool guy.
Who's ever even had a stuffed duck?
I'm trying to think. What was the name of the golf course? Oh, God damn it.
It was Stuffed Duck Falls.
It was a weird name for it, too. And I was down there, and it was just, man, I had a blast down there with this guy because he was very, very cool. Somebody wants to argue with you, Rob Spiewak. Are you ready for that?
He's always ready. Let's go to
Spartanburg, South Carolina. This is Matt. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Matt?
Hello.
I want to pick a fight with Rob.
Well, you know what he just did? He had deliberately turned your phone down.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but now it's turned up so we can all hear it.
It begins. Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. I'm tired of you bad-mouthing cancer. When you say I hate cancer, I just want to let you know that cancer creates jobs.
Wow. Talk about that for a showstopper. Rob, no real argument. I believe Rob Spiewak has gone silent.
Are you rethinking your position now?
I'm trying to think about it. What's your
He's gone. He hung up. He split.
Wow. I still hate it. Sorry, buddy.
He is out of there.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
A lot of people calling right now. Let's go to this line. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Chris from Bristow, Virginia.
Chris, where are you calling? You're calling from Bristow. What can we do for you?
I just want to get your feelings on Tiger Woods' knee surgery ending his year.
I'm amazed. And you know what? Everybody, I know I'm among a large group of people, especially the old fat guys that wanted Rocco to win.
Right.
Who were saying, Rob and I were sitting here, we were watching it on Monday, and we were watching the playoff, and we were going, oh, there he is wincing because he had a bad shot. He's out for the season. His knee's completely toast.
So he said.
I mean, he... You still gonna stick? You see, that is the difference between you and me. You're gonna stick by your guns. You asshat.
Well,
his knee exploded. He's getting surgery. He's getting major surgery
for
his
knee. Could be worse. Could be cancer.
It could be. I'm pretty amazed he's out for the season.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough staying at home with that wife
and that money.
All that
he's
money.
Got.
Rob, maybe he could rub money on it.
Rob is still bitter. You ass.
What will he do?
Who will help him? Would you like an update for all I see is. Lot of stuff going on.
Oh, sure.
I'll give him a chance. We haven't talked in a while. Let's go to our eyewitness reporter that is out at the gas station. Shocker of shockers.
You think he's
no,
there?
I'm not at the gas station.
Oh, you're not. I thought you... Excuse me, Tom.
Excuse me, Mike.
What are you doing with that attitude? You got one of your? Is this one of your angry days?
No, it's not. It's one of my good days.
All right, a lot of stuff going on. What are you talking about, Tom?
The basketball game last night. It sucked.
Yes, thank you.
Who won, Tom?
The Boston Celtics.
Yes, 17, a world record for championships. Congratulations to all the Boston Celtics, Kevin Garnett and the whole team. They deserve what they got.
They deserve to win and everything else.
Yes, what else is going on, Tom?
A lot of stuff. I'd like to know when I can come back in.
No, okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I just couldn't stand it.
Boy, that took a fast turn.
I thought he was at the gas station. That's why I was picking up the phone.
I wonder what he thinks about cancer.
Steve, where are you calling from? This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Where are you calling from, Steve?
Hey, I'm calling out of Wichita.
Wichita. How are things in Wichita? 1-1000-2-1000. How's everything?
Rainy.
Okay, very good. What can we do for you?
Rain.
Yeah, super. Okay, Wichita call. What can we do for you?
Well, I was calling about the Lyme disease.
Well, wait till 4 o'clock. That's when we're going to have the filmmaker on, okay? That's when
it could kill me between now and then, but we'll try.
All right, do you have Lyme disease?
No, my mother did.
Okay, thanks for calling.
While she was pregnant with you?
Thanks.
Call us back later, please.
He came out and he had six legs.
Let's go to Nathan in
Insatiable
Spokane.
Insatiable for blood.
Nathan in Spokane, Washington. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Nathan?
My son, Tick.
Hey, guys, my cousin's a roughneck.
Good.
But believe it or not, they actually drill for oil out here in Washington.
Really? Like off the coast?
Mm-hmm. No. They're inland, man. They're in the deserts, and they're down in Sunnyside and over in Yakima and all that kind of place.
You never know when you're going to see one of those derricks, especially when you go into the western part of the United States. You never know where they'll pop up. How do they do in the state of Washington? Do they get a lot of Earl out there? They get a lot of Earl?
Well, they're still drilling. He's been doing it for a couple of years, and he's the funny thing. He's a little guy, too. He's a lazy SOB is the trick.
Huh. Let me tell you, if they hear this music, that is the time. That is the time to stop drilling. Okay,
because you know you've gone
you hear
too
this,
far.
That you've been drilling too long.
This guy failed the ASVAB test for the military 3 times because he can't read and write that well.
That's all right. He's a tough guy, right? He's tough enough to be on the oil rigs.
Yeah, he's tough enough and dumb enough just to be on the oil rigs, but he's making like 10 grand a month.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, living in a place where, you know, the cost of living is like $2,500 a month and you live okay.
He's making 10 grand a month every month or just certain months of the year?
No, every month.
Wow.
Every month.
And he actually, but you know, you are, at least when I saw this this promo for Black Gold, which is going to be tonight at 10 on True TV, it looks as though these guys do risk their lives when they're out there.
It's dangerous work. It's very dangerous.
It's like being in radio.
there's some pretty risky jobs to it, but the real trick is they work 12 days on at 15-hour days and then 12 days off. Mm.
Man, that's how Joe does it.
Can you imagine on that 12th day? Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Nathan. The 12th night. Can you imagine that? Do you think there's a little drinking going on
there? That ain't no Shakespeare play.
We don't, you know, we work a wimpy little 4-hour day, and then we have a 5-day work week, and then we're ready on
Friday.
But
don't you kid yourself. Radio work is every bit as greasy and dirty as that.
Oh, you bet it is. Mm-hmm.
And you meet as many people named Rooster.
You know what the word is?
What's that?
Treacherous. Let's go to Butch. Let's change the subject, shall we? Let's go to Butch in Leonardtown. Butch, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Butch.
Butchie.
It's actually pronounced Dutch with a D.
Dutch. Dutch. So it's Dutch, not Butch. Well, it's the first one of the day.
Give us
and
a
my
Dutch
last name is Apple. Dutch Apple.
You're Dutch Apple, and you sound like you are possibly a homosexual.
Well, I can't answer that, but I just say I prefer the hot dog over the hamburger.
I am a gay American.
Very good. What can we do for you, Butch?
I was just curious what Michael O'Mara's contribution to Gay Pride here this year was.
All right, hold on.
Being a fellow homosexual, I'm sure he has something.
All right. Settle.
Yes, calm down, Dutch. Let me see. What would be my contribution? Let me think.
T-shirt?
Right. No. You mean like giving something away?
Yeah.
I was going to perform. I thought, Dutch, you were looking for me to say something or perform something for you.
What sort of contribution do you want from Mr. O'Mara?
Thank you.
Well, perhaps like a lap dance or something.
A lap dance?
He hasn't done his cabaret act in years.
I really haven't. And, you know, the makeup really has gotten all, like, crusty.
Cakey.
Because I haven't used it in a little down. Joe Artinger writes, settle down, faggot. Here we go.
What I'd like to do,
I'm trying to think right now of a song that I could sing for you.
A song for ye.
Yes. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
You old queen.
With songs they have sung for a thousand years.
How is that, Dutch?
He's wearing
that is, mediocre.
Thank you. Okay. Bite me, Dutch. Thank you.
He's wearing a purple shirt.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony is calling us another call from Kansas.
Next time, some Judy Garland, maybe.
Hello, Anthony. You're on the show. How are you, Anthony?
Hey, pretty good. I was just wanting to let you know, you mentioned Deadliest Catch. They have a video game on the Xbox out now.
I heard about that.
That.
There's a Deadliest Catch video game now.
I heard about it.
You're going to be a part of the crew on the Northwestern.
Is it a Xbox 360 game?
Yes.
Oh, I want it. Is it out now?
I believe it's already out. Right.
It's already out? Can someone bring it to me, please? You know what? We really,
he doesn't get out much.
I am not really the gamer that the other guys are, but
I disagree.
The fact is, all the guys that work here are turning, you know, we're turning this station into almost like an adult play line. Anthony, thank you for the call. I got to hang up here for a second. I'd like to have like a little Xbox 360 just set up in here.
Set up. We'll need a TV too.
Yeah.
You mean to that TV?
We might need to reconfigure this studio, like where I sit. Rob and I sit apart from each other.
You get the best view.
I get a great view because I wanted to see everything going on in here.
Right.
But, you know, I don't get to see this the monitor, the TV monitor that's in here.
That's for the best.
And it's just I can focus, for Christ's sake. I can focus. I don't get a chance to see that, and I just would like to play. What, Bethany McBride, who incidentally, a long time ago, I said, I would like you to be in for the opening of the show. And somewhere along the line, you took it upon yourself not to be in here for the opening.
Very busy.
Please sit. Please sit down. You make me nervous when you come in.
Take a load
and put
off.
The headphones on.
Okay.
Are we pumping the gas now?
Yes, that's why I had the card. Pumping.
Okay, she wants me to mention this, even though I mentioned it twice already. I will tell you, we are now pumping gas at the 7-Eleven. You want to be one of the first 250 cars out there. The 7-Eleven is at 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville, across from Commerce Bank, and you get your free gas. Now, are we talking about a fill-up here if you're in line? Do you fill it to the brim, or what?
The first $250, I think it's $20.
So. $20 each. Yeah. Okay, that's still worth it to go out there.
Yeah,
it's varying amounts, I guess. Right?
That's Regis's Bank, you know, Commerce Bank.
Commerce Bank. The Buzz Babes are out there. Allie's out there.
And Megan,
And Megan are out there
and
today.
And honorary Buzz Babe Cakes Awville.
Cakes Awville, Johnny Cakes Awville. We're going to be talking to Cakes in the next break, and free gas up until 5 o'clock. So get there right now. They got the helicopter still flying overhead, or did it already get its little pictures from above?
I have no idea.
Why didn't you ask?
Because I was doing other things.
I thought you said you were going to check on everything. You certainly knew that they were pumping gas.
Well, that was the most important thing, that the pumping had begun. The reason I came in was not to have you do that. I heard you say you want to reconfigure the studio so you can see the television.
I would like to reconfigure the studio because I don't have any ability to monitor my headphones and control the level.
Okay.
I don't have any chance to, if there happens to be a piece of phlegm in my throat, I can't clear my throat
because
all the buttons are over there. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the boxes are completely and totally movable. So either they can move the box down here by lengthening the cables, or I would simply move over to where you are, where I would have some room to spread out, and then we could bring everybody around. Or we could move Buzz over there and I could sit over there.
Okay.
But both of those locations would allow me to have the vantage point of the television set. And what's so terrible about that?
You'll start watching it.
I will not.
Okay.
I will never.
I can't even stand
Bethan,
up
we
when
watched
I come
the U.S. Open playoff the other day. It was a major historical news story. You know what the analysts are saying?
What?
Probably the best U.S. Open in the history of the U.S.
Open.
It
was good.
That's what people are saying about that.
That's what Bethan told me.
It was a very big deal. All right?
I know.
Okay.
Now, what happened to,
I'm just trying to help.
Chad and Oscar saying they're going to turn the pit area into like a lounge out there? Had you heard about that?
Mm-mm.
I thought they were going to do that on Monday. I thought they were actually going to put some games in there and do that.
Yeah.
I heard they're playing. Oh, God, this is going to be Friday is going to forget about Friday's show.
Already?
Right now. Yeah, forget about it because they're going to be playing during their show beer pong. Mm-hmm. I already told them, though, take a cooling off period of an hour before.
Sober up, take a shower.
And first thing Chad says, okay, we'll make a beer run.
Pot of coffee.
So it should be fun. Should be big fun, shouldn't it, Bethan?
It will be fun. It's hot in here.
It is warm because you don't change the temperature every day, which is part of your
job
description.
And there she goes.
Be nice to me today, everybody. I have a sprained toe.
How did this happen?
I had a fall.
Your toe?
A horrible fall?
I had a fall. I had a sober fall. I had a sober fall at the O'Mara Mansion.
I believe that you fell.
I had a significant fall, and some guy said, no, I don't want to talk to the guy that has met the guy from the other reality show that we probably don't want to be talking about.
Well, then
right
you don't
now.
Have to talk to him.
Maybe another time. Another time in another place far, far away. Where, he's gone. Like
where
that.
Did you fall?
I fell on, you know, my little sun porch that I have?
No,
adjoining
I've never been
my
to your
den.
Home.
You, oh, that's right. Why? You didn't come when I had everybody over,
I wasn't
right?
invited.
Excuse me?
I'm
that
kidding.
Is a lie, you
I'm
incredible
kidding.
Hump.
I was off doing my charity work.
I won't ask that question. I won't ask the question you want me to ask. If you're not nice to me, I
I'm
won't
always
ask
nice
the
to you. I'm the best friend you've got.
Then let me ask you a question. You want me to ask you a question?
If you want.
Hey, Rob.
Mike.
How much weight have you lost?
Well, it's only been 2 days since I've weighed in, so it's only 2 more pounds for a total loss of 11 pounds in 7 days.
Wow.
Pretty impressive, isn't it?
Wow. You know, you can say that stuff about, hey, you're at the beginning of it, but what the hell, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, 11 pounds is quite a bit.
It's a good
I mean,
start.
That's do you feel,
I feel
a lot
great,
better?
And I'm 4 more pounds, I get my target weight.
I mean, seriously, 11 pounds. He's going to be fine.
Never looked slimmer.
Yeah, I had a fall. I'll talk about that.
I want to hear about it.
I'll also talk about the Washington Post and their article they had earlier this week on the guidelines for alcohol consumption.
Oh,
suffice to say, we're screwed. How are you doing, pal? Of course, you're not doing it now, but I'm talking about your old track record.
The
okay?
shaking has almost stopped.
The track record you'll go back to like 5 seconds after your diet's
That's
over.
That's right.
We're going to come back with our buzz, and we're also going to check at the gas station, the 7-Eleven. I'll mention it to you once again, folks. Get out there right now. Be one of the first 250 at the 7-Eleven, 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville, right across from Commerce Bank, and get your free guests. We'll check in with the Buzz Babes and Johnny Cakes Awville right after this. We'll be right back.
Mara Show.